T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here, talk with Bob Nightingale, baseball columnist for USA Today, one of my favorite baseball writers. And his column today, man, it grabbed me when I saw the headline right there on USA Today. Would the Marlins dare trade Giancarlo Stanton in the offseason? Because I kind of thought that his run of late puts that to bed, that Bruce Sherman, Derek Jeter can't come in and trade him now, but maybe Bob Nightingale thinks otherwise, so we'll bring him on the phone line here. Hello, Bob.
Good. How you guys doing?
Very good. Before I get started here with the USA Today column that you wrote, would you put ketchup on a fish sandwich? Like, if you went to, like, a fast food place, you ordered a fish sandwich. Like, when you order a fish sandwich, it's nondescript. You're not even asking what type of fish it is. So you just say, I'll take a fried fish sandwich. Would you then squirt little packets of ketchup on it?
I mean, I'd rather have Cajun seasoning on it, but I'll go ketchup as a backup.
Oh, so you would put ketchup. Okay, all right.
Made for fish.
Because Crowder, my radio partner here, he put ketchup on it today. I thought that was a little bit foul. I thought you'd go tartar sauce first. You went Cajun seasoning first, huh?
Yeah, I love Cajun seasoning, but yeah, I would go ketchup as a backup.
All right, so no problem with ketchup on a fish sandwich.
No, I would never put ketchup on a hot dog, but I would put ketchup on a fish sandwich.
See, now I'm from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago, and I only put ketchup on a hot dog. It's one of the reasons I had to leave Chicago.
He was getting beat up every day.
I was persona non grata all over Chicago because of my ketchup on a hot dog. All right. I'm already disappointed. I'm disappointed, and now I have a feeling he's going to tell me Giancarlo's going to be traded too, and I don't know where to go with this. So let me ask you straight up, because your column, I look at it and I go, wow, would the Marlins, the new ownership group, dare trade Giancarlo Stanton in the offseason?
Yeah, I think they will. I really do. You know, not that they want to by any means. But yeah, let's face it. They're not winning with them. You know, they're hanging around the wild card race, and this is going to be as high as his value is going to be. You know, it's not going to get any higher. He's been healthy. You know, he's going to hit. You know, should hit 60 plus home runs. And hey, they need some financial relief. They need to get rid of all that money, and you know, maybe get a couple prospects as well. But you know, you can do a whole lot of things for $295 million, and you know, kind of rebuild a team by using that money elsewhere.
Doesn't that start the new ownership group off, though, on a terrible note? Like, it, you know, it's been a long-running story for the Marlins. Anytime you get attached to someone or anytime they have a winner, they get sold off or whatnot. So now you've got a new ownership group coming in. Giancarlo Stanton, unless something dramatic happens over the next 30 games or so, he's going to end the season with a monster number of home runs. He is the heart and soul of the team, and you'd move him as your first move. Like, it just, while maybe it makes baseball sense, like, just wouldn't it just deflate Marlins fans?
Well, I think there's going to be so much popularity and enthusiasm and optimism with the Derek Jeter being involved. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, he can burn down the ballpark if he wants. I just think there'll be that honeymoon period. So if he's ever going to do it, now is the time. And I think people trust him. Like, okay, they know what they're doing. They're going to get this thing right. So I think this is the time to do it because the fan base is going to be so forgiving.
Hey, Bob, is his contract tradable? Because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, he cleared waivers because, you know, nobody wanted to take the chance of claiming him. And then Marlins say, hey, sucker, he's yours. So so I think, yeah, he is tradable. And, you know, now they won't have to eat much of it. I still think they're going to have to eat, you know, $75, $100 million of it, at least $50 million of it. But, no, he's certainly tradable now, where first half of the season I would have said no.
And is he worth it? Honestly, well, obviously, what he's doing now, he's, you know, going for the one record in Maris at 61. We
right.
don't need to get into that. But with, like, Robinson Cano making 24, Pujols, Cabrera, 26 and 28, is he worth the money he's making? Because the other guys that are making 25-plus are all pitchers.
Yeah, I would say he's, this seasons like this, he's certainly worth it, making that kind of money. Bryce Harper's going to be making over $40 million pretty soon. So Manny Machado's going to be making about $40 million a year. So I would say, yeah, but you got to be healthy. And he hasn't been healthy. And, a big slugger, but it's not like he's playing, gold glove defense out there either. Playing good defense, but not gold glove or, not stealing 50 bags a season. So if he has years like this, yes. But before, the season beforehand, you would say, no, he's not a $30 million a year player.
Bob Nightingale from USA Today is with us. So what are some of the teams that have contacted the Marlins? In your column, you write about it.
Yeah, San Francisco Giants would really like to have this guy. I mean, they've been a miserable disappointment last in the major leagues in home runs. A ballpark's so big, but obviously Stanton can hit balls out anywhere. St. Louis Cardinals not only have the money, but they have the prospects. I don't know if he's got a great, penthouse apartment right now in the Brickell area. It's not quite the same having a penthouse apartment overlooking the arch in St. Louis. So I'm not sure he would go there. I'm sure he has not been asked. Philadelphia is interested, but, why would you want to go through another rebuilding program? Texas, he would hit a ton of home runs in Texas. But San Francisco makes the most sense, particularly being from L.A. and he can at least be, close enough to home.
And one of the things worth pointing out is that Giancarlo Stanton has a no-trade clause for the first 5 years of the contract. So any trade by the Jeter Group would have to be approved by him, no?
Right, yeah, that's what I mean. If we're San Francisco, he would approve. And, I'm not sure how many places he would. That's what I mean with Philadelphia. I cannot see him approving another rebuilding thing. You might as well stay in Miami. St. Louis, maybe, with the rich tradition. I would think San Francisco would easily be the most appeal the team's interested in.
And the current ownership group, Jeffrey Loria and David Sampson, they don't have anything to do now, right? They could potentially, but they would never trade him unless they were doing it at the behest of the new owners?
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, there's no way you can trade them. But, and certainly if they wanted to, they'd have to have the Jeter Bruce group sign off on it. And no one's going to do that now since they're kind of back in the fringe of the wild card race. And, in September, nobody draws in September. But, if he's on pace to hit 60, 61, 62 home runs or even more, he's going to draw some fans out there. So he's going to make the Marlins some money in September.
I mean, even Sunday's game at Marlins Park was as crowded as you'll see a Sunday afternoon game in late August. We had Don Mattingly on the show with us yesterday. He was like, yeah, that was a great vibe out there. We had Clark Spencer from the Miami Herald on. You're sucking the life out of my Marlins fandom, Bob. We had a lot of Marlins excitement yesterday. They were on a 4-game win streak. They lost last night, but we had Marlins excitement yesterday, but now you're being too blasé about Giancarlo.
Well, I think it's a situation where, what the Jeter group comes in and says, okay, we can have Giancarlo here, but we can't have everybody else. We're going to have to trade Osuna and Yelich and everybody that we think is a good player. Or we can trade Stanton, keep these other guys, and kind of build around them. So I think that's the point. It's like, hey, this team's already $400 million plus in debt. They've told owners at the owners' meetings they project to lose $90 million this year. So, the money's going to come somewhere. So you don't trade Stanton, you got to trade everybody else.
So your best guess, Bob Nightingale from USA Today, your best guess is after this season, the new Marlins ownership group will trade Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, that's what my gut tells me. I just think it's a perfect time with a new group. And every new ownership group has a honeymoon period. I mean, when the Cubs ownership came in, they hired Theo Epstein. It was the same regime. They could have tore down the place, but Theo Epstein was allowed to just ship everybody everywhere, lose 100 games, and rebuild it. And I think it's going to be the same type of thing with Jeter. It's his popularity and everything else is, hey, do what you want, and we trust you, and hope this team is winning big time and be a perennial contender in 4 or 5 years.
And, Bob, a guy like Giancarlo, a proven commodity, what he's doing right now, with his bat is amazing. But the prospects that are acquired from this trade, could you legitimately see them affecting this team in the future with what you're going to get for a Giancarlo Stanton?
Probably not. It's going to depend on how much money the Marlins are willing to eat. If they're willing to eat, half the contract, they'll get some great prospects back. But if they're more concerned about the money saving, and they probably will, you know, they'll get some decent prospects back. But not, you know, not stud type guys. I mean, not the type of guys it took when Boston Red Sox had Chris Hill. Not those type of guys.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. I highly suggest Marlins fans read his column. USAtoday.com is the place to do so. You can follow Bob Nightingale on Twitter as well. Thank you for making time for us, Bob.
Sure, my pleasure.
You don't want to rethink the catch up on the fish answer?
As a man.
No, I'm a little later.
Because I know a writer can go back and edit himself before he sends the actual column. You know, I put you on the spot live, so you can't edit yourself. I'm giving you a chance here to back out of that at the end.
I mean, hey, if it's a great fish, you don't want to ruin it, right? It's like if you have a great steak, you don't want to ruin it. But just a regular fish sandwich, a generic fish sandwich, yeah, I do put ketchup on it. I won't put mustard on it, but I'll put ketchup on it. In Tabasco.
Yeah, hot sauce and ketchup. Right. That's a man right there.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Thank you, Bob.
My pleasure. See you guys.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Kind of disappointing there for Marlins fans if he's right, because he was super blasé about Giancarlo Stanton. It was just like, yeah, you know, not great defender, but whatever. You know.
But what he said was Giancarlo or five or six other guys.
But I would take Giancarlo. As much as I like Marcell Ozuna and Christian Yelich and JT Realmuto, like, I want Giancarlo Stanton to be hitting the monster dongs for my team.
Half of your lineup or Giancarlo, and you would say Giancarlo?
Yes.
Over Yelich?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Bohr?
Keep Giancarlo on my team and put pieces around him.
And it doesn't matter where everybody else is.
Put pieces around him. Anyway, that's Bob Nightingale.
Call Jeter.
USA Today.
Call him during the break.
All right. You have his number?
I'll look in.
Think he puts ketchup on anything?
Let me see. I'll call Aiken and Dale.
Because you get to a certain place in life, right? You don't put ketchup on anything.
That's a lie.
You don't think?
Oh, that's a lie. No. I've been around some people with some dumb money. Go on in there and find that ketchup, that crystal hot sauce. Anybody that's struggling in life knows about crystal hot sauce. You don't know. You're a trust fund baby.
You put the ketchup packet right on your fish sandwich, huh?
That's how ballers do it.
Is it?
Ballers don't buy in bulk.
That's how ballers do it.
Costco's turned my stomach.
Did you read the whole baller's handbook when they gave it to you? Are you sure you have the whole thing on lockdown?
Did it have in it, send all your checks to somebody and never see them and get scared to spend any money? Is that in the baller's handbook?
You skimmed it. You skimmed the baller's handbook?
I got the baller's cliff notes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.